KB2HXS, listening.
To HXS? No. Good morning. KN4VWA.
Ah, you sound like you're back in good voice. Good morning, sir.
Sort of, kind of, maybe.
Sound okay. I mean, you know, you... I can hear you. That's unusual.
I've talked to several people that have had this same thing, and they tell me the same thing, that the cough just hangs on and hangs on. So, my cough, I'm okay. I'm back just fine. I'm even getting my energy back, but man, I tell you what, this cough just hangs on.
I believe that has a lot to do with the pollen out here, too. My cough has been gone for a little bit now, so I'm back in the pink, as it were.
You're back in the pink.
Anyway, yeah, I've got, I'm heading up to our friend Mark's house shortly here. He's got a chainsaw for me, and he's working on one of mine, so got to go get that, and then hope it is rain, you know, this, whatever this weather's doing today. Now I understand it's going to rain. Our rain chances are going up, I think, around noon or 1 o'clock, something like that.
But, I mean, that means I just go home and work in my man cave and have fun and, you know, get some inside work done, because I got plenty of inside work to do. Hey. Have you seen, what is the alternative to the Ameritron amplifiers out there that you've seen? Solid-state amplifiers. Who's got decent ones, you know, 3,000 range?
That would be a question for somebody else. I do not know, sir. I do have an Ameritron at my house. I yet to hook it up because I yet to get a decent antenna tuner to go in line with that. So I don't really know. I'm sorry to say. I don't know. I know Jimmy spent a ton of money on his amplifier, and he had to send it out to get repaired, and he's got it back now, but that's more than $3,000. I can tell you that right now.
And you're not talking about no Ameritron, are you?
No. This is an Italian-made. I think it's Italian-made. It's built overseas. I think he had to go on a waiting list for a while until, like, built the darn thing for him. And he's had problems with it. And he had to send it out for repair about a month or so ago. I think he just got it back.
Well, has it been working for him ever since?
As long as I know it is, I don't think he's had an issue with it. I think he's got to hook back up. It's one of those ones that follow the radio and it automatically retunes, and you know, it's pretty much automatic.
So he wouldn't even need an antenna tuner, would he?
No, it's automatically changes frequency with the radio. No, it's not a tuner. No, it's just an amp. I believe he has a tuner also.
Okay. Well, I'd like to get with him and see what he's got. That doesn't sound too good about having to send it off for repair, though. How long was it gone for repair?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't think it was very long. But it's just because the amp is so heavy, it was a little pricey to ship it.
Went back to Italy, did he?
No. I think it had, I think it went to Texas. You'd have to ask him for the details. I don't know all the gory details.
Well, I'm gathering information and reviews and all that kind of stuff. And I'm probably going to... No, not probably. I'm going to have my Ameritron 811H for sale.
How come?
This is the second time I took it to that guy down in Gainesville. Not good. So anyhow, I've got a relay in it that is chattering, popping in and out. So I've got to get that good and solid repaired by somebody that knows what they're doing, and, you know, make it reliable again, and then I'd like to go to a full solid state. You know, something with the description of what Jimmy has, you know? Only, something really solid.
Again, I don't know the answer to that that question. I'm not familiar with the HF amps. I have an 811 at my house. Like I say, I just, I have to hook it up because I need to buy an actual antenna tuner that'll take the kind of power.
Just remember, your tuning, you got to put your tuner past the amp. Otherwise, you're just tuning into the amp.
Oh, I know. I realize that. I just got to find a decent auto tuner. You know, I had one of those manual tuners, but man, that thing was a pain in the butt.
I can imagine. Well, LDG is still around. They make that good one, but it's $500 now. It'll handle 1,000 watts. I've got one.
I'm gonna look into it as soon as I get my tower situation straightened away, and then get my antenna situation straightened away, get it up at the height that I need it at.
Okay. Speaking of which, when are we getting together on that?
I'll call on the phone in a little while.
Yep. Because I need my trailer back, Buck.
Okay. Yes.
Some thought. Let's see if we can't get together over sometime over this week, okay?
All right. I'll give you a call in a little while.
Sound like a winner. Try to give me a call after 12:30. I'm going to a meeting today. Oh, and by the way, did you get that thing finished up over there?
Tomorrow. My trailer just got emptied.
Cool. Sounds like a wiener. All right, well, listen, I just pulled up at my destination, or one of my destinations. I'm going to be running in, and I'll be back out in about 15, 20 minutes or so. I'll try to hit you. So, K4 VWA with the hiccups. I'm clear.
I parked here. All right, let me get out of here. I'll speak upon you later, KP2HXS.